Good morning, and welcome to The People Speak. I'm Jeff. Hope you're having a good day on this July 4th weekend here, and we're talking today with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. Really not the weekend. It's Monday, but it's a long weekend, so
yes, for a lot of people. It does make a long weekend for everyone. Most everyone began the weekend back on Friday, and they don't look at going back to work until tomorrow, and I don't blame them, obviously, but it's a very nice Monday morning out there. It's going to be a little cooler today, which is going to help out quite a bit. And hopefully we'll get just a little more rain and break some of the drought that's going on here.
Right. Of course, as the weekend started, it had some pretty heavy storms going through just north of us here.
Yes, they did have some. And there's some damage. Well, everyone's heard by now, but there was some damage up around Columbia and Smithton and those areas. But they've stayed away from us a little bit, and they haven't hurt us too bad, which is good.
We've got a block over us or something, I guess.
I guess it must be that away. But it's going to be a great weekend. And tomorrow, of course, I'll be in the 4th of July parade. And I hope everyone can come out and see the parade. It's looks like it's going to be a very good day for it tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to it as well, and to shaking hands and seeing everyone. I was planning on making the Redbud parade a couple of weeks ago, but it was in the afternoon at 4 o'clock, and the thermometer on my vehicle said 102, and and I thought, well, maybe I'm getting just a little bit old for this. And to walk 2 miles in 100-degree weather, I thought, well, maybe I better not try this particular one. So this one, since I missed that one, I'm certainly looking forward to tomorrow.
Of course, we're going
to
have a live broadcast on there if you can't make it. Obviously, the parade's better to see in person, but if you can't for some reason, or don't feel up to it, you can tune in.
That's right. I hope your live broadcast goes well tomorrow. I'm really looking forward to it.
Always enjoy doing that.
That's great. I've always enjoyed the 4th of July parade at Steelville. It's a wonderful time. It's just an excellent time to get out and be a part of things.
Right. I'll tell you what, we got a break. We'll go ahead and take that. We'll come back and talk with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back. Again, this is The People Speak. I'm Jeff. And again, we're talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder today. And we're talking about the holiday, but there's other things going on as well. Summer months, obviously, a lot of road work. County Highway 18 is a project.
Yes, County Highway is a project. It actually, you've probably heard me mention it before on our reports here. And actually, it was one that I had worked on for a number of years to get it approved. And it was approved by Illinois Department of Transportation, so therefore it's eligible for motor fuel tax funding. And the project is now underway. If you've been up there, right now they are completing their under the road, changing out old culverts that go under the pass under the road and putting in some new concrete culverts. Now they will have to let the rocking and road debris settle back in around the new culverts before they're ready to actually pave the road. There were some discussions. We were hoping to get the road repaved and having it complete before the Grand American. However, that's not going to be able to happen at this time because we're only 4 weeks away, and they're going to need at least 2 to 3 weeks for settling, and we don't want to tear the road up right in the middle of the Grand. So the plan is to finish up the culverts and then go back and set and let the road settle, and then after the Grand is over, mid to late August, and we'll come back through and do the mill work on it where they remove high spots and some of the old blacktop and then lay the new blacktop. Once they start the resurfacing project, it goes very quickly. Their asphalt equipment lays the pavement at the rate of 2-3 miles a day, so it will only take just a few days to get it all accomplished, and they have to come back and do the shoulders. But that's a project around Sparta here that is important to Sparta, and I'm glad to see that happening. And because it's not only important for our Grand American, but it's also a very popular road that gets used. And anytime you can put some money, invest some money into road work around Randolph County and our bridge work, that really benefits everyone involved. And so it's very good, and I'm looking forward to it going very well.
Okay, so that project going, other projects that are going?
Well, also some other projects, I'll just mention them. Not a Randolph County project, but Highway Route 3, which is north of Ellis Grove, south of Evansville. There's an area in there called Nine Mile Creek, and you've probably heard me mention this before. And they're in the process of redoing that. They're going to actually move the highway over just a little bit, what would be to the northeast, because it's kind of heading in that particular direction there, and it goes through a curve. They're going to move it over just a little bit to the northeast from the, where the main route is at now, and that'll take up about a quarter of a mile of new pavement in there. And then they're going to put the new bridge in there over the top of Nine Mile Creek. And that's kind of important because we have high water events, which we had quite a few of them over the last 15 years. The Mississippi backs up, it backs up through that creek and sometimes threatens that road or gets very close. And by raising it about 3 to 4 feet here in the process, that'll take away that any of that threat from then on. And so that'll not only give us a new bridge through there and make the road a lot nicer, it'll also take away the threats of any future high water events. Now, of course, once they get it done, it might be a while before we have one. And right now, high water event seems pretty far away.
You're going to take a lot of water to get a high water.
But that can change. A year from now, we could talk about the rain stopping. So that's a good project, and that's the Illinois Department of Transportation. And, of course, the Chester Bridge, I'll mention that. I always mention a little bit. That project is underway. They've cleared out all the trees and the dirt in the area there where they're going to go, which will be just upstream right next to the existing bridge. It'll be just upstream from that. And they should begin their laydown yards and the work on that fairly quickly. They are still projecting a December 31st, 26th, if I remember correctly, December 31st, 26th, completely finished, which is a very aggressive schedule from my point of view. That's only two and a half years away, so they're going to have to work at it pretty quickly. And, of course, the biggest part of the job will be getting those piers built, particularly the one that's out there in the middle of the river. That will be a pretty substantial job, you know, working out in the water like that and getting that one. The other two are near the edges, so it makes quite a bit of difference.
The low water might actually benefit
them. Well, right now it would probably benefit them if they were actually out there, but when they begin the process, it'll probably take close to a year just to build that one pier. So you're going to go through summer, winter, you know, spring, and back into summer again. And in that time period, you can have a lot of different events. Of course, if the water does get too high, that takes you off the project. You can't work on it if it, you know, gets up above flood stage in that area. But hopefully it'll stay down and they'll be able to move forward with it. That bridge is extremely important to the economy of Randolph County, but not only Randolph County. You know, you have Perry County, Illinois, Monroe County, Illinois. All of them benefit from it, as well as Perry County, Missouri on the other side. There's a tremendous number of cars that go across that and quite a bit of trade.
Yeah, if you're going to Missouri, you figure you've either got to go at St. Louis or Cape without that bridge there.
That's correct.
And that's a wide
range. That's a very important bridge there for it. And it'll have a 50-foot wide deck on it, which would be two 14-foot lanes and then two 10-foot shoulders, roughly 50 foot. So that'll make it a lot different for farm equipment going across it now. If you have to take a large tractor across it, you basically have to shut the road down in order to do it. Now they'll be able to get across. Any reasonable size piece of equipment will be able to get across without affecting the other lane. And so that's very good as well. So I'm happy to see that moving forward. That's of great benefit. It's been under discussion for over 10 years, and now we're seeing it happen. That's really good.
Right. So several projects going on right now and stuff. Economic development?
Oh, yes. I always like to mention a little bit about economic development. In particular, I'll mention the Enterprise Zone. I usually talk about that, but it's something that is important to our region. We did get all the information submitted to the Illinois Department of Economic Development. They are reviewing. They should have the Enterprise Zone application amendments in place. We had began a process of filing to amend the Enterprise Zone that we originally put in back in 2020, just about the time COVID came in. And now we're going to make some adjustments to the boundaries for some new projects that are coming in. Two or three of them are in the Monroe County area, and that's very beneficial to them. And we have some amendments here in Sparta. One is on the north edge of Sparta here for a potential manufacturer that is looking about rebuilding here in Sparta. We have amendments around the power plant at Baldwin for some work they're going to do there. We have amendments near the Kaskaskia River for a project that may be coming to fruition before long. It was actually announced as a steel fabricating plant. It was announced at an open house in Redbud about 2 weeks ago. Mm-hmm. And the Army Corps of Engineers announced that, along with dredging that they want to do on the river and possibly maintaining or changing some of the docks. But aside from what the Army Corps of Engineers is doing, we have this private company that's looking at building a steel processing facility there. If you remember, right on the other side of the highway is the Redbud Industries, which works on equipment related to steel processing as well. So the idea was to get the enterprise zone around that particular area. I've had a couple of conversations with the companies that are going to develop this briefly, and they've given some ideas. It's not, everything is not 100% in place yet, but we are being considered. I think we have a very good shot at winning this, which would be a major investment in Randolph County, as probably as well as at least a couple of hundred jobs related to that processing, which is nice. It's going to help out quite a bit as it relates to the loss of the Baldwin Power Plant, which is coming down the road. It may not happen exactly when they said at the end of 25, but ultimately, it's unless there's a real change in policy at the national level, which doesn't look real promising at this point, it is going to happen. So we're glad to see this other economic development taking place. And Ed Welbacher, the Port District Chairman there, has worked very hard on some of these projects, and we're happy to see them moving forward.
Okay. All right. I'll tell you what, we got another break. We'll go ahead and take that.
Okay.
We'll come back and talk some more with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder here on The People Speak. We'll be back right after this. And welcome back again, The People Speak here. I'm Jeff, talking with Randolph County Commissioner David Holder. And we've covered roads. We've covered some economic development in that. Another thing that's in the news here lately, Supreme Court's come down with a couple of decisions here.
Yes, they've come down with a number of interesting decisions. And usually I don't talk about politics outside of Randolph County, but once in a while we can discuss a little bit of it and mention a couple of them. One of the more unique ones here was there was two of them on there, one related to student loan repayments. I know that one has been very controversial, and they had quite a bit of controversy on it, but I believe the Supreme Court decided correctly on it, even though it's not exactly what our president wanted to hear. If you actually look back on some of the newsreels from a couple of years ago when he first came into office, he was saying he wanted to do this. And they even have a news documentary there of, at the time, Nancy Pelosi had, they have her on documentation saying, no, you can't do this. It will not work. And the reason why it won't work, although they talk about the Department of Education having, you know, some broad powers to consider student loans, if you actually forgive these loans, you're going to have to appropriate money to pay the people back who loaned the money. These aren't governmental loans. They're private loans made by banks and other lending institutions. Mm-hmm. And to appropriate the $400 billion in order to do that, that takes a congressional action. And so although, you know, President Biden would like to do it, I don't really think he has the authority. And at the time, Nancy Pelosi doesn't think he had the authority, but I know it becomes a controversial one. Another one was on affirmative action, and I think that was Thursday of last week. Once again, that was probably a pretty good decision, although it doesn't give a lot of people what they want. It doesn't mean it's a bad decision according to law, because it's kind of based on the doctrine. Affirmative action is, if something was done wrong in the past, well, we'll do something wrong now to make up for it. And as my mother used to say, you know, 40 years ago, two wrongs don't make a right. You're not going to solve past problems by creating new problems. Really, you're better off to, if you want to help change the enrollment or help improve certain people, you're better off to work with them at a younger age for improving their education when they're in grade school. So when it comes time for college, they'll actually be ready for it, rather than just trying to send them off because you think it's going to help. If you get to college, and having been there myself, and I actually have two college degrees, when you get to college, if you're not prepared for what you're going to face, and when I was 18, I wasn't really prepared for what I was going to face either. But if you get there and you're not prepared, then it just becomes overwhelming and it just rolls over the top of you. You need to be prepared in order to get there. It's a lengthy process, not only preparation through your general education from high school and grade school, but also through parents that help and support the process and to help you move forward and to be successful with it. So I think the decision coming out was a pretty decent decision as it relates to it. And then there was another one about a lady who was designing websites in Colorado. Mm. And they framed that argument a lot around free speech or religious freedom. I think all in all, the decision was very good, although it was criticized by a lot of individuals. I looked at it from a different legal aspect. Having training in law, I was looking at it from the aspect of being able to require a person to work a job they did not want to work. And that's a long time legal decision. It relates back into the 1800s. You simply cannot force a person to do a job they do not want to do. That violates their freedom from that point of view. She doesn't have to give a reason why she doesn't want to do it. She just doesn't want to do it, then she has that right not to do it. But they looked at it from a freedom of speech point of view, which is also a valid argument. But there were several valid arguments around it. But at the end of the day, I think the decision was pretty good, although they've drawn a lot of controversy nationally. I believe over time this will settle down. We're having some decent decisions coming from them, and that's going to help out as I see it right now.
Right. You know, a lot of it, you know, we're guaranteed free speech in the United States.
Yes.
And a lot of it is, I mean, you may not agree with what the person's saying, but they have the right to say it, just as you have the right to say whatever you think. You
exactly.
Know, so.
And one thing I've learned about free speech as I've grown older is be careful what you say.
Right. Think before you speak.
Yeah, think before you speak. You have the right to say it, but it doesn't mean that it's wise to say it.
Mm-hmm. There's a lot of things I think, well, maybe I shouldn't say that, and I don't, but, you know, it's like, you just don't, you watch what you say.
I had a college professor once that told me, just about the time you feel like you have to say something, that's probably about the time you should be keeping your mouth shut. And that was pretty good advice. Mm-hmm. I've never been sorry for what I never said.
Right.
Exactly. Also, moving on a little bit, we have a few minutes left here. I'll just mention the care center.
Okay.
That project is moving forward nicely. Actually, later on today, we're going to be drilling, the contractor is going to be drilling some test holes for the geothermal wells. And I'm actually going to try to get over there and observe that after lunch. I know it's a process that'll go on most of the day, and we're in the engineering processes and moving forward with it nicely. We did approve at the last board meeting a letter of commitment to move forward on the engineering for heating, cooling, HVAC systems. That is, of course, the largest piece of this puzzle, and the next largest piece will probably be plumbing in the process of the remodeling. But heating, cooling, ventilation systems are always large part of the cost of an operation such as this or construction projects. So that will be taking place later on today, and the project is moving along nicely. Hopefully everything will work out before long, and it's, as always, it's probably going to run a little behind our original schedule, but as long as we keep moving forward with it, that's what we need to do. Right. Michelle Cato. Okay. Yeah.
And of course, Michelle from the Care Center is going to be coming in and talking with us on the People Speak in July. So we'll be.
That's very good. She'll probably also be able to give you a better update sometimes than what I do. I talk about it typically from financial or construction or engineering points of view. She can talk about it from the residential point of view, the residents, and how they're going to be adjusted through the process of it. So that's going to be very helpful to you as well. And I'm happy to hear that she's going to be a part of the discussion also.
Talk with her, and I thought, you know, that would be a good person to get on, you know, talk, just kind of update us on what's going on with the care center.
Yes, I think that's wonderful that she could come in and do that for you.
So any other thoughts here?
Well, that pretty well wraps up some of the things that I had thought I would mention for today. And as always, I wish everyone a good 4th of July weekend. Coming up tomorrow, the parade, and I fully intend to be there at the parade. I'll try to walk, but I may have to ride a little of it because it's getting to be a longer walk as I get older.
A little bit more concerning on the fireworks. So, you know, hopefully nothing will get astray, you know, with as dry as everything is.
It has been very dry, and people do need to be very careful about burning right now and getting a field fire started. That would be very difficult at this point in time.
Mm-hmm. So, but we don't want to add to the Canadian smoke.
Right? No, we don't want to add to the Canadian smoke. We have plenty of that right now.
So, all right, Commissioner Hull, thanks for being with us.
That's quite all right. I had a wonderful time here today.
And we'll wish you a happy 4th of July. And
thank you very much.
As well as everyone else, and we will talk to you on Wednesday.
All right.
For the People Speak, I'm Jeff. Have a great day.